Hi, this is Little Cupcake. Today I'm going to be doing an audio that's quite different to what I normally do. I have a friend who sent me a gift, and I don't know what this gift is. I've just got a box. And that's what it sounds like when I shake it. It's just a brown cardboard box. There's nothing that gives it away. So he sent me this gift, and because he's really evil, he made me put it somewhere where I would see it every day, and then I've not been allowed to open it for about a week and a half. So every time I've opened my drawers, the little brown, well, not little, but the brown box has been sat there looking at me. But today's the day he's given me permission to open it and to make an audio on that. Something that I can post to GWA. So, I'm going to do that now. And I've honestly got no idea what this could be. I haven't a clue. There's nothing. The size doesn't give it away. The shape doesn't give it away. The weight doesn't give it away. The only clue that I've had is that it won't be usable right away, which just confused me more than anything, because, well, I thought if it was anything that I can think of is pretty much usable, so that was really throwing me for a loop. So yeah, I'm gonna open this now. And see what it is. But he's told me that I can open it, and I'm on a night shift tonight at work, so I can open it and then nothing. And it means I'll have all night to be thinking over what toy I've got. So right, okay, I'm gonna open it now. So I've got some scissors. It's sealed up with this. I actually think I know where this is from because the box is so discreet. I've had these boxes before. I've bought many an item from the shop, if it is what I think it is. And they always use this tape, and it's like brown paper tape, but it has these bits of plastic ribbon running through it, so you can't just flipping rip it open. So in your excitement, you've got to go and find some scissors and try and get your way in. Right, okay. I'm really nervous. So the box is open. Oh god. I'm really nervous. Okay. So there's paper on top, and okay. So there's paper on top, and from what I can feel, the box underneath is about just a little bit smaller than the size of my hand. So I'm just trying to think of any clues. The only thing that I thought about was I wondered if it would be something that's going to be wearable. Because I've worn a plug before. He's asked me to wear a butt plug before when I've been out and about. So I imagine that something like that would kind of... I don't know. I'm going off on a tangent. Okay, right. So I'm gonna lift this paper up and have a look what I've got. Oh my god. okay, so I've lifted this out, and at first glance, I thought I've had to read the front of the box to kind of figure out what it is. It's a long distance remote control vibrator. Oh my god. Oh my fucking god. Oh my god. I'm just reading the back. Apparently, it says on the back that you can sync the vibrations to music, which is interesting. Oh my god. Oh fucking hell, he's so evil. Okay, so the toy is bright. It's really strange looking. Like, I'm not sure if I've seen anything similar. Yeah, I've not seen anything similar to this before, and it's like bright pink. I've just lifted the box off. Oh, it feels really nice. Oh my gosh. Oh wow. It's like the softest silicone. It's kind of like an egg shape, but then with a long thin tail. And from what I can see, the egg shape bit goes in and it's got a bump that I'm assuming will sit against my G-spot. And the tail bit. The tail bit looks like it's the antenna for the Bluetooth. That's for like close range control. But apparently, the tail bit vibrates as well. Oh my god. So, the tail bit's actually got, it's like, the very end of it is like a little bulb. And having a quick flick through the instruction book, it looks like that sits on the clip. I honestly don't know what to say. The toy is gorgeous. It's so pretty. I can't believe that this has got to be the source of like so much frustration. Oh god. I'm just sat looking at it, I'm like, oh my god. Okay. I'm gonna keep repeating myself. It's chargeable, which is why it isn't usable right away. So I'm gonna have to leave this on charge overnight and think about it all the way through my shift, aren't I? So it looks like there's different patterns for vibrating, but it looks like from the control of the app you can manually change it, which is going to be extremely interesting, isn't it? Oh my god. Right, so that is, I didn't actually say the name of the toy. Is it Loveness? It's a Lush toy that I've got. I'm actually dying to know what it feels like inside. Right, I know it's not quite usable properly, but I don't think I can resist. Okay, so he didn't say I couldn't do this, so this might get me into trouble. We'll see. I'll just grab some lube out the drawer and I'm just going to insert it and just see how it feels, just even without the vibrations. I just want to, it's in my hands and I can't resist pushing it in, so so I don't sit on those. I think I would really leave on it. I'm really like nervous, excited. I hope this doesn't get me into trouble, but I mean you can't not check that it's kind of nice and snug, can you? You can't. I'm gonna lay back a little bit. Actually feels nice just to lube up and rub it on me. It's just that silicone's really nice and soft. Okay. I'm just gonna push it in properly. I just inserted the toy in me really properly, and the little tail bit really, really does sit quite nicely on my clip, and it's really comfortable, but I can definitely feel like that. I really feel that there's something inside me. Oh my god. I can't imagine walking around with this inside me and not knowing when the vibrations are gonna come. Oh god. nice to just... It feels nice to squeeze my muscles around it. While it's in there. Oh. I'm gonna take it out now. Quite a fun little toy, and I was really nervous before about unwrapping it because I just had no idea, but I'm now really excited to have some fun with this little thing and hopefully it'll get used sometime soon with some audios as well.